Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The first 4 hours were simply in a moose-boosh.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
I want to talk about the war on trucks. We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Stop on into the showroom. You're going to love it. You're going to love the 6,500 square feet of what? Of brilliance, of inspiration? What word should I use?
I would say state-of-the-art technology, and it's all there for you to check out and see firsthand.
You guys are going to love it. XTENDAV.com. Get to Extend Technologies. Check it out. It's in Broadview Heights. All right? You're going to love it. They got 100-inch screens for you. They got projection screens, short throw. People go, what's short throw? And I say, well, it's not on the ceiling. It's right there at the base. You'll see. I can't explain it. They can. They'll show you, and you're going to go, wow, that's awesome. I want that in my own home. And I'm going to go, yeah. I took a picture at Extend Technologies last week, and everybody thought it was in my home. I kept getting congratulations on success. I was like, this is not my house.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. I have a big fireplace, and then I have to put the TV over it, which I get ridiculed for. I think is it Hilbert who says something? Like, oh, your TV? I'm like, it's up in the sky. I go, it has to go above the fireplace. That's what it's there for.
Yes.
So, what are you going to do? All right. You want to do the war on trucks to start things off?
Yeah, I'm curious because I'd never heard of this.
You never? Oh.
I didn't know there was backlash. I mean, I remember the backlash.
Read the when we were younger. Tweet? Read the tweet.
Yeah, one sec. I remember back in the day, Kenny, that there was a war on those big gas-guzzling SUVs,
yeah,
the Hummers, the Yukons, the Denalis.
Yes.
There was a war on those. I do recall that. I had not seen such negativity surrounding trucks, which, of course, me and you would never agree with. We represent and partner up with dealerships that are very good, very sound, and be able to get trucks in the people's hands that need them. So to see this coming from, I have the tweet here, Aaron W. Gordon says, U.S. pickup trucks and large SUVs are now almost as big as World War II tanks.
There's
and
another one.
Post Culture Review.
There you go.
Says, pickup trucks are ridiculous clown cars. 99% of the people who buy them will never have a practical need to own them. Here's why. And he goes into detail, seeing something I've seen other people write, which is most people don't haul using their trucks. The average review, the examination of this show that most people will only tow something maybe once a year, and in terms of hauling, they don't really use them to haul.
Well, they're not
any more beyond what they would be able to haul in a normal vehicle
or a van. Yeah.
SUV.
Listen, I hear these people for a multitude of reasons. I think there's another reason for it, and since it's a podcast, we can get into it. I'll get onto it on the show. I don't care. I think that these are writers. These are academics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our buddy Vince. I'll say it, Vince Gregoric. He's very. I don't think he'd ride in it. If I offered him a ride in my truck, I don't think he'd ride in it. There's something about it. It's a total turn off to him. And that's
If you want to call him a liberal, just call him a liberal.
Well,
that's fine.
That's the point I'm trying to make here. That's exactly the point. Is I do think, and you know what he is politically, yeah, there are plenty of people who drive trucks, who flew the flag for a long time, and I think that they get very agitated by those. They do tend to drive trucks. It's
oh, so you think
a
it has
common thing.
It has more to do with the stereotyping
yes.
of political leanings.
Yes, and I've okay. talked to you about this. I am stereotyped every day, and I never have told people I've voted for both sides before. Which some people may roll their eyes, that's fine. I think if you vote down one side and that's it, I think you're being played. I think you're the exact sheep they want you to be. Sorry, guys, I think it's true. I really do. I'll tell you that. I think if you're going down one side or the other and that's it, you are a sheep and you're being played the way they want you to be played. That's what they want. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. I do not subscribe to party politics. There's a couple of politicians I am okay with. There's a lot of politicians I flat out do not and will never trust. So all that being said,
all this is to say Ross DiBello, Cleveland mayor, supposedly turning heads yesterday at the latest forum.
And I will not like him if he's voted mayor. I'm sure I'll find a problem. this is what it is.
Should I release the videos that I have?
The truck is, I think it should be right before the election.
Oh, you want to talk about an October surprise?
A truck is. I love trucks. I would drive. Mike, I can't believe this. This has been brought up today. So I went to Lowe's, right, because I had to pick up stuff that I had to carry in my truck. And my son had asked, he goes, Dad, I says, yes. And he goes, do you like cars or trucks? And I said, you know, I like a truck, son. I like a truck. And he said, why? And I go, I just always have, there's always a little bit more freedom in them. They're easy to get in and out of. It's easier for me to take a step up than a step down and get all my belly and all that stuff in. And obviously getting out of, boop, you're out. It's easy. It's easy for me.
Do you have the step?
I do. My truck is a standard 1500.
Does the step come out or is already there?
It's already there.
Okay. They're amazing.
Mine are aftermarket. I bolted them on.
Okay.
Which I felt such a sense of pride because I'm too big to get down there and bolt them on. And my father-in-law, he's 60 and people are like, oh, he's a little portly, and I don't notice. I don't notice at all. I just see him as a little Italian man at 60-something years old. I don't think he's heavy at all.
Is there a step capacity?
I think it's 500 pounds.
Like a towing capacity?
They're bolted on. I mean, you could always hurt the, you know, where the bolt is at. It's steel.
Stripping
I think
the
it's
bolt.
Aluminum. So anyway,
okay.
My brother-in-law, who is small enough to get down there, he's the one who bolted them on.
Okay.
He goes, boy, it's really clean down here. And I go, you're damn right it's really clean because I like to keep a clean automobile.
You do. You've been very critical of my automobile.
But I'm a person who I can't stand how dirty your car is on the inside. I have always liked a truck, and there's plenty of good reasons for it. Is that – you read something or someone said you can haul the same amount of – what? What am I getting?
Keith is very incensed too because he drives a truck.
Yeah. But, well, if Keith wants to join and defend trucks, he can. I'm more than welcome to have Keith Britton on, and I'm sure Andy's listening. He's going, do it. Get on. It'll be fun. Do it. The one tweet you read to me on the air just a second ago on the show was the standard Toyota Sienna – can haul just as much wood as the person who's getting it out of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, that's fair with the seats down and all that stuff. Problem is, I like to keep my interior clean. The things that are supposed to be building materials, things that are supposed to go on the outside, you know, when I load up a mower, I'm not trying to put my mower in the interior of my automobile. I want it in a bed.
That would be
That's
messy.
That's where I want it.
That could be very
exactly.
messy. Gasoline, the fuel, the oil.
Exactly. I want that outside so if something happens.
The wet clippings. Oh, my
exactly.
goodness. Who wants wet clippings?
All I have to do is I know you're probably pandering to me or you're patronizing me. The only thing I need to do is if something sticky happens or ugly happens, whatever, a spillage, all I got to do is hose it out. All I got to do is hose it out and let it dry, and every now and then maybe you got to get some Goo Gone or something like that. That's all you have to do. And that's the thing that some of these people don't understand. The worst part about it is that I ain't going to sit here and lie to you. There's a lot of a-holes who drive trucks, and they give the rest of us drivers a bad name. A-holes in trucks. And so there's the truck nuts that hang – There's rolling coal. There's things like that. That
what's the roll? The rolling.
It's a long story. Basically, you have to. I don't know how to do it. You basically have to step on it step on the gas the right way so raw fuel gets in there, and it rolls. It's called rolling coal. So you have the big black smoke that goes all over. So this has definitely happened to this person. It probably happened to Vince. And that's why they get so upset with it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This individual also in their thread said, when you think of pickups, at the very least, you're thinking hauling lumber in the back. But most pickups are sold at crew cab models, which means a second row of seats in the back in exchange for less bed space. Trucks with full 8 beds are actually remarkably unpopular.
They are unpopular because people don't know how to park them, and parking spaces have gotten tougher as time has gone on. I back into spots. I know my buddy, if we're dropping names, Craig Lindell hates it that I back into spots. But at a home goods store, I have to park in nose first because I can't.
Yeah, how would you be able to
get merchandise? How am I going to get things from the back of my truck?
Yes.
It's made it easier to be able to have a family and have a truck. And that's why there's been so many more trucks. I mean, guys, look around. How many cars do you really see? It's all become small four-door crossovers or full-on SUVs. There are very few cars. Look at the Mustang. That's a four-door SUV crossover now. The Mustang. Electric is a four-door automobile that's a crossover now.
That it is? I didn't know that.
You look at the 2021 Ford Mustang. Tell me that's not an SUV when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a sports car. That is a crossover SUV.
I had no idea.
So many fewer cars are being built because people they want more space. They want more space within reason. They want to be able to take their families around. The needs of cars in America have changed, and fortunately for a truck guy like me, trucks fit into that category because I can have my cleanliness and I haul my things and make sure that they're all taken care of. But there is a truck culture to that person that is very annoying to that person, and they just see it as more of the dumbing down of America, the assault on American intelligence. Which, I'm sorry, there's dumb people who drive small compact cars. There's dumb people who drive great big race trucks. There's dumb people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But because they were cut off a few times in traffic, which I'm sure they were, they get upset and they get mad at the type of person. And probably the person had a political window cling that they didn't like, and so they got upset about it.
Always comes back to politics. That's the issue.
It's exactly – just say what it is. It's politics. I know you're not interested in it. I just feel a truck is.
No, I'll tell you this. I drove one to Chicago.
That's right, you did.
Cliff gave me one to Chicago to haul some stuff back from my sister's place. And it was, what's bigger, the crew cab or extended cab?
Crew cab's bigger.
Okay, this was crew cab. I feel like I could have sat six people comfortably and been able to haul all these things that I was bringing back, including my chairs, my table, and this was luxury.
Yeah.
I felt like this was the most luxurious car ever. It was a truck.
Yeah.
Insanely huge
truck. That's another thing.
Now, parking it in Chicago, not as fun, but it was nice to have.
And Keith knows this. We welcome in Keith Britton. We have a run-in on the podcast here presented by Extend Technologies.
Well, it's a first. We've never had this.
AV.com. You go to Extend Technologies. You're not going to have run-ins there. You can make an appointment. You're going to love it at Extend Technologies. We're talking about tremendous screens. We're talking about 4K, 8K technology, OLED, everything you want, all in one fell swoop to find folks with Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights. All right, Keith, check your levels there for a second. Nope.
He's not even on.
Do we have him yet?
Did you plug it all the way in? What a disaster this could be.
He's got the shakes. He's getting a little nervous here. Here we go. What do we got? Do we have you?
Oh, first time engineering a broadcast.
I don't hear you. How is that not possible? Hold on. Speak now. Is that better?
It's not going to work.
Is that better? No, that's not going to work. All right, let's pull this out. It's on mic. It's not online, so there's no problem there. Let's put you in two. Let's see if we can get this. Lima, talk about Extend Technologies a little bit more for a second, won't you?
Well, there's no doubt that whatever you're driving, you need to get to Extend Technologies to have them be able to find a way to equip your house and have it with the top-of-the-line technology in the year 2021. They can do it all. It's incredible. They can bring your vision to life. They could sit down with you, go through it, and they can also look at your budget and say, yes, we will get you the best we have to offer for that budget,
and
not going to charge you an arm and a leg afterwards.
Get him a stick, Mike.
It is incredible what they are able to do and get installers in your home that are trustworthy, that get everything done on time. It is unbelievable. And that's why you go to Extend Technologies.
Are we getting any tweets about the trucks right now? Are we getting any?
Well, we are. Yeah, Tim Buckley, a friend of the show, says he uses the bed of his truck constantly. With a cover on the bed, it means we can actually use it to haul stuff with the family when we go out of town.
There you go. There you go. I like it, and we will hopefully have Keith in here to give his part. You know me, I'm a pretty fastidious person. I know I might not. Fat people always think they're slobs, and they're slobs at home. That's a stereotype. I'm actually very clean. I talk about showering constantly.
You do. You're an avid showerer.
I'm basically Iron Mike Sharp when it comes to showering. I don't like dirty. I do not like clutter. I get very, frankly, because, you know, my background with my mom, I get very nervous when there's a lot of clutter around me, which is something I really haven't shared a lot on the air or anything like that.
You're not a hoarder either.
No, I'm not at all, and I don't keep mementos. There's very few things that I keep as far as mementos, and most of those are just from – actually, this is weird to say, you're in my time together on the air, but most of that is not. So I like to keep a very clean interior within reason. I mean, I'm not scrubbing it away, but I've been commented on about it. And because of that, and I know that there's things that I have to go get and I have to haul and I have to bring in, I have to go down to the gully and get firewood. I've had to.
You seem to have a lot of reasons. Yes. I haven't had any of those reasons, but I wonder if that's going to change.
Well, in your suburb that you're at now, maybe you might, but because there's always going to be, if you're in an area with a lot of trees, there's always going to be a reason for it. And it's just, there's always going to be a need for trucks. That's why they're more expensive historically. Well, at least I should say the resale value is going to be more expensive because, you know, there's certain cars. Anybody can get a car. A truck is something that can be a tool and a device that's needed by somebody. So you can always charge more in a resale
value.
Can
I tell you, Kenny, that one if anybody gets bored at work today,
what?
Go on Google and search, what would be the term? Tree, cutting down of trees that fall on houses.
No.
It is one of the funniest things that I watch on YouTube is these cocky guys and their chainsaws. They get out, cut down a tree, and then start swearing up a storm when they realize the tree is going in the wrong direction right on their home.
There was one that fell in the house. You hear the guy go, no, 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 no. And he's cussing up a storm. Do we have Keith?
Does this mic work?
We got you.
We got a mic.
I hear you.
The mic works.
Yeah, you sound great. Okay. Mic's working.
Well, that was an experience to get one from John right now.
Sorry, I tell you,
the engineer was really happy that I came back there, busting in through the door, asking for another mic. Anyway, I'm not going to let that slide. That stupid tweet. Who sent that tweet again?
It's a series of tweets from a writer.
That's stupid.
Yes.
Now, hold on here now. I don't want you to get us in trouble because our names are on the damn podcast here, so be careful with what you're saying.
I'll speak for Ken.
Even though you are our boss, so go right on ahead.
I'll speak for Ken. That's stupid. These same people that say that trucks are dumb or whatever are the same people that ask to use them when somebody else has them and they need them.
This is true. I've never wanted a truck, but damn it if I haven't asked for favors with people with trucks, in which my buddy Dom is coming to help me move in a few weeks, and Kenny might need to help me too.
I cut out the middleman, and I just offered, and I thought you were good before you were going to ask. I didn't know if you were going to ask.
What I need is some help in getting this extra-large couch over my balcony. My signature balcony, which I've discussed many times, but that couch is not coming out through the normal front door. It is going to have to be in straps, and there's going to have to be a levee and a fulcrum to get this down from that balcony. Or we could just throw it into somebody's bed. I don't know how much damage that's going to cause. It doesn't have to go far.
I don't want you throwing it into my bed because it can take out my back window, and that all of a sudden becomes a very disgusting or very messy, expensive repair. I've seen that happen a billion times. I don't want to deal with that. Keith, how long have you driven a truck?
About 8 years.
What did you drive before your first I'll say what kind it is, F-150.
Before I drove that, I drove just a regular standard car. Just
really?
A Mazda. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you never drove trucks before this?
No, but I people ask me, and actually the last one that I bought, the dealership – the guy that doing the financing, he asked me, he said, how do you like your truck? Because I'm thinking about buying one. I said, let me tell you, I can't speak for every guy, but I know most guys that I know that drive trucks. Once they drive a truck, they'll never go back and drive a car.
That's my point. What he just said is the truth. I drove my first, technically my first car was an 85 Bronco Deuce. But my first car that I actually got was a 94 S10. And it's just freedom. It's you can do anything you need to, and as I've moved on with my life, there was a time when Liz and I first got together where I basically had her hand-me-downs for a period of about 3 years, 4 years, and I remember I drove a Dodge Caliber, which, talk about fitting into that thing. And then, ever since I've been able to drive a truck, I'm telling you guys right now, I will drive an old beat-ass 84 C10 pickup before I buy a brand-new Cadillac.
Yeah, I mean, I recently just got a newer truck, but if I was to stick with my old truck or have a brand new car, I'd rather have my old truck.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I'm telling you, the temptation's going to be there one day.
You think so?
Oh, yes. The temptation's going to be there.
And you drove a smaller truck for a while, didn't you?
I did. I've had a number of different ones that I've been able to experience.
A lot of people say gas guzzler, gas guzzler, gas guzzler.
Yeah, because those
ways,
SUVs out there are really hammering the gas.
Yeah, I've seen mine actually does pretty good on the highway and in the city, which some people are surprised by. And it's 2020. We're forced by federal laws to have better motors when it comes to gas mileage. My father-in-law's truck, he gets impeccable gas mileage on that truck. And I mean, he gets better gas mileage than his wife's car. I ain't going to tell you what brand she drives. It's better than the car. It's a car. It's a standard automobile car.
You told me something I did not know about diesel. I just assumed that diesel, those dualies, mm-hmm. right? I thought they were guzzlers.
Well, there's a difference there. There's a difference. A dually is, I mean, you're towing, you can do long haul freight with that. You can tow other cars on trailers, multiple cars on trailers, I mean, not just one or something like that. Those are for construction as well. You know, I don't have a practical need for that. There's a practical need for that with the dualies. You're talking about standard diesel motors, which you can get a diesel, an Eco Diesel, and a 1500. You can get a 2500 diesel. You can get a 3500 standard cab diesel. And what did I – you said they were a gas color. No, they're actually meant to – they're just expensive. The gasoline is more expensive.
But it doesn't consume more gas.
It's supposed to, and Keith can back me up on this.
Yeah, a lot of them get better gas mileage, but, yeah, you're paying more at the pump.
But they will also wake up the neighborhood at 4:30 in the morning when you
start
them
up. Not all of them. You'd be surprised. There's diesel cars out there that you would never know were diesel cars unless somebody told you they were.
Mercedes used to have diesels back in the 80s. Mercedes had a diesel.
They don't all sound like the school bus warming up in the morning?
Well, that's a very large automobile. Yeah, you're going to hear a tick. There's going to be a little bit of a tick on a diesel, but it's not going to – if I ever get a diesel pickup,
well,
it's not going to wake up the neighborhood.
A lot of the guys that have the diesel are putting a different exhaust on there, too,
but,
to make it louder.
Okay, but is that not what this person's saying? Is this person not stereotyping people?
He's going to the extreme of the guys that all that stuff, the add-ons.
Let me ask you this, because where my girlfriend lives for only a few more days, in Crocker Park.
Well, that's great, Ken.
Thank you.
I want to know how you guys feel. Wow.
Got it. Nice.
From long distance.
Yeah.
I want to know how you guys feel about her situation where her window is exposed to Crocker Road. And when it's nice out in the summer, it is just race. I don't mean just former Cleveland Browns or current Cleveland Browns. It is just a bunch of guys racing their cars and just trying to be as loud as humanly possible. How do you feel about the fact that it is the most obnoxious thing in the world, how loud these vehicles are? Do you have any problem with it?
I
want to know how it's just okay. That I'm not saying we have to have noise ordinances everywhere at all times, but these guys are doing it on purpose.
There's a time.
They are trying to be, and then they drive into Crocker Park while people are sitting down and eat, and they do it on purpose. Should there be rules against this?
Do you know what kind of cars they are?
They're all the sports cars. They're all
the Chargers,
the
Mustangs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just was there the other day.
Some Camaros.
I was sitting right as you go into Crocker, right there at the first exit where the movie theater is, and the stops. Mm-hmm. There's a stoplight there, and they all sit at that stoplight and they rev their engines.
And they do it all day, every day in the summer. And the cops say there's nothing we can really do. There's no rule on the books. And I'm just wondering, should there be? Should there be, or should their freedom, man, their freedom to be able to be out there? Meanwhile, there are areas just 5 miles down the road where there are no houses, there's no people. They're doing it on purpose.
Where are they? Do they live there in Crocker Park?
It's a lot of kids. It's a lot of 19-year-olds. It's a lot of 20-year-olds.
Oh, so they're just assing off.
Yes. My question is, should they be allowed to ass off?
Probably not, but how are you going to – it's just like what the police officer says. How are you going to enforce that? What are you going to do?
I'm wondering if they're – well, there's no rule. Should there be a rule?
Just because there's a rule doesn't mean it's not going to be broken. And, again, do they not have to be there? There might be some photographic evidence of somebody – get loud, but then you get the whole decibel system going on. Didn't they just get made fun of for that in Sheffield Lake? Where was that? Was it Sheffield Lake or where was it?
I didn't see
this. Oh, yeah, it's 40 decibels or you're in trouble.
Really?
Well, there was a guy rolling through there on Crocker the other day in a Jeep just like Anthony's. He had his windows off, the doors off, everything. The music was as loud as I've ever heard a vehicle have music come out of it.
Now, you'll see that if you go down into the flats, you will see that a cavalcade of vehicles that come on in, windows down, top down, loud systems, aftermarket systems, as you can imagine. And it's obnoxious. Everybody is looking furious, furious.
I do like summertime. The radio be a little loud. Summertime, nice.
But what I want to know is, am I just now turned into old guy bitching at younger guy for doing things that I might have done when I was young? Because I did put a system in. I actually knew how to put a system in. It's amazing I didn't tax my battery.
Yes, but we all did this when we were younger. Like, I'm seeing guys that are, like, in their mid-30s and 40s doing this right now. That's a problem.
That's weird.
That's a problem.
That's weird. Yeah, we've all put a system in, but as far as – yeah, that's weird. I don't know about that. That's like a – how old did you say this guy was?
This guy was no less than in his mid-30s.
Is he trying to pick up, like, high school girls or something?
I don't know. I mean, it was a bit ridiculous. That's I looked at my weird. Wife. I said that – I looked at my son, who's 8 months old right now. I said, don't ever be that.
Oh, God. I always say, don't be an a-hole. Whatever.
But you know, I say this, and we were out. Me and my friends.
You can be stupid. That's okay. There's stupid people out there. Just don't be an a-hole.
Like I know it's all hard to enforce any of this because we talked about on the air the stupid things we did as kids, and one of them absolutely would get us killed today, which is blowing up mailboxes. I mean, that's bad stuff. I mean, is that a federal offense?
Yes. Tampering with mailboxes is a felony offense.
But in Shaw County, that was a. Right of passage.
Can you imagine your Facebook community page back then?
Yes.
The worst thing we ever did, I shouldn't say this on a podcast or anything. There was a older woman, I told you guys, the first woman I ever saw naked, and she was paranoid schizophrenic. And this is the late 90s, man. We didn't know. So she could be dangerous. She pulled a gun on us a couple times, and we just, for whatever reason, we just thought she was entertainment. And it was right after 4th of July, and my buddy had a big string of fireworks, and he didn't even bother with the mailbox. He went right – the door was open. The door –
oh my
the screen
God.
Door was open. The screen door was closed, but the other door was open. He lit it and threw them right in the living room. Firecrackers right on the hardwood in the living room, and she's just running around losing it. And my buddy ran off. I'll never forget seeing her silhouette as the firecrackers were going off. And I'm like, that is terrible. I would never condone that type of behavior ever. And that's why you get so mad. Because you know it's stupid. And you don't want other people doing stupid things.
You didn't
that's
laugh?
Why you get mad.
You didn't laugh?
I was 13 years old. Hell yeah, I laughed. But as a 35-year-old adult, that is not funny.
And I told you, we turfed this one woman's lawn with our bicycles right after it rained on my aunt's street, which was real smart, right? Because everybody knows everybody on that street.
That's true.
And then her son came out with the knife and put it right to my face and threatened all of us. Those are the things that happened back then.
Well, you know, you're going to have that.
Yep.
People say that they're used to diesels just rolling coal. I don't know. I just think I think that's going to hurt the motor at some point there. There's certain things that people do that I cringe. You want to talk about an old man thing? When people, like, do turnarounds or something, or they go to turn around, like, the neighbor, I live in a circle, right? So maybe they'll back in. I cringe if someone doesn't come to a complete stop and then puts it in reverse. Because I know I'm like, dude, you're kicking the hell out of that transmission.
Yes, yeah.
Man.
Oh, my
you
God.
You don't even know. You got to stop, put it in reverse, then go.
All right, from CRL 16723. The worst are the little Matchbox Subarus and other souped-up import cars. Every single one has a misogynistic sticker on it. Thought Patrol. Send nudes. DM the nudes.
The shocker one on there that they have. They have the shocker sticker that you see. Back in our day, remember it was Calvin and Hot or Calvin pissing on something?
Oh, that was everything.
Different truck brands.
Yeah.
That was a huge meme. Yeah. That was a meme before there were memes.
Yeah. Those You're actually right. That those were memes before they were.
Because
memes.
You saw those on every truck.
I never had anything like that. I had a novelty plate, the Heartbeat of America, and then I got pulled over an OVI checkpoint, and they gave me a ticket for not having a front license plate in the state of Ohio. I can't describe how angry I was.
Is that even a law anymore?
No, it's not. No, you don't have to have one anymore.
Not anymore.
Why is that, by the way?
What do you mean?
You would think Big Brother's watching us all the time. You would think they would make it so that it'd be safer for the community to make sure to have license plates everywhere.
You're right. But
on the side of your car, too.
It's more money. It's more expense. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. They're going to get it anyway. Do you know how much a vanity plate is now?
I actually don't know. I've never gotten
one. It's a fresh, like, $60 on top of whatever you're paying, because Liz has one, on top of whatever you're paying.
Liz has a vanity plate? Yeah.
Oh, what's it say?
I'm not telling you what my wife's license plate number is.
Hold on. Why does she have?
Because she.
I'll just look up your address and look in your driveway next time I drive by.
She is a wonderful wife.
It's probably on Google Maps Street View.
Is it the same as her AOL name when she was in high school?
No, it's not.
We'll find it out eventually, and then we'll find out our passcodes.
Should Lyme and I get vanity plates someday?
Only one host at a station at a time is allowed to do that.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that one.
That's the thing. If you get a vanity plate, isn't your right to privacy out the window? Because the thought is you want people to know that you have.
I had a host when I was. I shouldn't be talking about this. I'm going to do it anyway. He was nice to me, even though he tried to get me fired once. But he was old radio, and that's what old radio guys did. He had a vanity plate, and it was MRNMAN, and I didn't know what it was. And he mentioned his plate, and I go, "Huh?" And he goes, "You don't see?" And I was like, staring at it. I go, "What is that?" And he's like, "You don't see what that is?" And I'm like, "No, I'm sorry." And he like huffed and walked off. And my old boss, Keith, who's my new boss, Keith, has the same name. He goes, "Morning man." That's what it says. It says "morning man." And he was laughing his ass. He goes, "You have no idea how pissed off he is over that. He is going to carry that with him the whole day. That is his pride and joy.
What percentage of NFL players have vanity plates? You look at the Browns lot, I bet you better than 30% of them have vanity plates.
Yeah. Can we go over the position groups and what type of cars they have real quick? Can we do that? Just what type of cars they have.
Yeah, you've seen them all.
Yeah. For all you people who – well, I'm sure this person probably doesn't like offensive linemen. Offensive linemen all have trucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They all have a pickup of some sort. Usually whether it's a Ford, Dodge, Chevy, there are very few foreign trucks.
Unless you're an offensive line coach, Bob Wiley.
And then he is in a
– that was weird.
He is in a crazy – what was that small little
– watching him trying to get out of that Maserati.
Oh, it's a Maserati.
Watching him fall in, and that was fine because it was almost like coffin drop but in reverse. So he fell in, and it was fine. Watching him try to pull – this sounds terrible. Watching him try to pull himself out of there was a sight to behold.
He needed a handlebar.
Yeah. Oh, my God, did he ever.
Look at those hospital beds when they have to get up.
Offensive linemen usually have trucks. Defensive linemen and I would say linebackers usually have like a Range Rover SUV type of deal there. Wide receivers usually have either an exotic or Rashard Higgins is different. Now, you make your jokes about drag racing, but I mean, to buy a brand new Cadillac and tub it out and take the motor and replace the motor like that, there is a love of horsepower there that I can certainly respect.
Let's just cut to the chase, Ken. We all want to know what punters and kickers drive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most important ones.
Is he still with us? Jimmy. No, we don't have him anymore. So I could say the last punter we had a very large Chevrolet.
Minivan?
Very large Chevy truck. It was older, though. He had had it for a while. You could tell. It was older. But quarterbacks, usually like a Mercedes, luxury vehicle is usually what a quarterback has. Running backs usually have a sports car. Defensive backs usually have a sports car. Wide receivers have – some of them have a luxury automobile, foreign luxury automobile like Odell.
What's the nicest one you've seen? You don't have to say the athlete. I mean, maybe if they're not here anymore, you don't care.
I can say whatever. I mean, I'm sure Odell Beckham Jr. is going to care about me looking at his car. The nicest one I've ever saw. Joe Hayden had some pretty nice ones. Say what you will, Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon had a nice one. He had a nice one. And I've been cut off in traffic by Josh Gordon.
Well, that's why you have them. I remember there were early stories. Kyrie, as a rookie, had some nice first few years in the league, had some nice vehicles. I don't know. You know, it's the podcast. I might as well be able to tell this story.
Oh, boy.
This is a big-time security guy with the Cavs would tell me the story that very early on before Kyrie was old enough, you know, the license. He got stopped speeding, gave the license to the cop, the officer, and, you know, security sometimes intervenes when it's an athlete.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a courtesy. I know people aren't going to want to hear that. Athletes at times, yeah, they get benefit of the doubt that you might not get. Sometimes they don't, though. Some cops, some law enforcement are out to get the athletes because they don't like the athletes misbehaving in a big way. But others will help them out.
Right outside of the training camp. I shouldn't tell this one, but I'm going to real quick. Right outside of the training camp in Berea, they are always told, 35 is 35. If you're heading towards the Berea Depot, you're okay. Except when you go over the bridge, they're going to wait on you. Ask Josh Gordon. But if you turn the other way, if you turn right out of the practice facility, 35 is 35. There's a guy waiting on you, and he is going to give you a ticket because he's a Steelers fan. I swear to God. It's a well-known thing amongst media and the players. That's the first thing they tell the rookies when they first pull in. You go that way down the road to your apartment or wherever, 35 is 35. There's
so what you're saying, if Joe Hayden pulls out of that lot right now, he's getting let go.
Yes. I don't know why he'd be in that lot right now, but yeah, fine. Go ahead.
Trying to steal state secrets, apparently. This is a story that the security guy told me. He was called to intervene, came out. Kyrie gave his license.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fake ID.
Because he was under 21?
Yeah, he was under 21.
Oh, my God.
So then about 3 weeks later, he comes surging late to Cavs practice right down there, you know, where the facility is in Independence. And, I mean, he is going over 100. You know, in his fancy sports car. Same officer pulls him over. Here you go, officer. Fake ID again.
The awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
You can say that story.
He was young. He was young and silly.
He's just older and still a little silly. I'm glad I got that off my. Do you feel better about the truck thing now?
Yeah, I'd never get offended when somebody says that, though. It's whatever.
I've seen some rage stuff about trucks. I'm like, yeah, you had a bad experience. You got cut off before, and the guy just, like, gave you the bird and laughed, didn't he? Like,
yeah, because you drove through a country concert one time and saw a bunch of guys with, like you said, the flags in the back of their truck with the loud music.
Yeah. It's. I'm sorry, guys. It's a reverse stereotype.
All right, Kenny, on the air, forget about this. Can you just please watch this Cheesecake Factory?
And we just want your laugh track.
I just want to see. This might be the funniest thing.
Do the extend read. Do the extend read. Come on.
I'd say I'd love to watch this video. 4K, 8K, even the short throw projector. And you can do all that at Extend Technologies by making sure to go to xtendav.com to make your home dreams come true. One thing you'll notice is that they have state-of-the-art technology, something you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. Or even if you can get it somewhere else, it's not going to be part of your vision. It's certainly not going to be part of your budget.
Ah.
That is one thing that I know for sure over at Extend Technologies.
All right, I'm going to watch
this. Are you ready?
30 seconds.
Well, you got to wait about halfway through before you really find out what's going to happen.
We're just going to wait now. We're going to watch Ken.
You watch me. It don't matter.
Watching. Well, you know how big those menus are.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Think of how much fun you could have with this. Think about the video.
I want to see the footage. The footage of people pulling this up.
Oh,
my God.
There's going to be kids at the table.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So, think of the person making these, creating these at home, using their graphic to put on the menus and laughing their ass off. Just put a Cheesecake Factory menu in a search.
There you go. This will make you feel better. Here's Aaron Rodgers showing up to camp. There you go.
Oh, he's got the
He's got a man bun, and he's got the sunglasses on. And
I thought that was going to be his GM or something.
No.
I thought he was going to take cheap
Kevin
shots.
Kevin Malone in the chili. Yeah. That's what it is. All right, we're back on Thursday. I took this. You were critical of me skipping my doctor's appointment for this.
Why worry about your health?
Now, I want to know this. From fans, let us know, would you rather us do this? Because we can goof around and do this for the podcast, or would you rather have more sports-centric podcasts? Or would you like a mixture of both? Now, we're supposed to do congratulations on all your success on Thursday.
We never get emails.
But you have to email.
I haven't got an email in 2 weeks. You have to send. We just need to do it on Twitter.
I know, but I want context.
They don't send the emails.
I like the anonymity of the emails.
We only get emails from angry people.
I know, but on Twitter, people don't want to air their life out there. They'd kind of like some anonymity to it. That was the whole point.
All right. Congratulations on all your success. We'll give out advice coming up. Thursday. Carmen at 923 the fan. Lima at 923 the fan. Email one of us or email both. You can't email neither. That's not how it works. So we'll give you advice.
Ken's got to get home and watch some USA Gymnastics.
I'm going to watch. Boy, that's Simone. That quote by Simone Biles. That's not going to sit well with some people there because that doesn't seem like.
I want to know if I should feel stupid.
What is it?
Should I feel stupid? What I said during the show today when some guy, Brock was like, you're making every excuse in the world for these athletes.
Well, looks like we got a topic tomorrow on the show. So, did I hit the wrong button? Did I hit the wrong button, Keith? Am I still connected? We're still connected. Damn it. All right.
Fat fingers, three, two, one.
Looks like we still have a topic tomorrow on the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.